Hey! Welcome to Michael on the Go, and I am your host, Michael Giannotti. Office 365 video and three simple steps that all organizations should consider as you roll it out. So, sitting here in the parking lot, getting ready to head in, but yesterday, the other day, I met with a client, and we spent the day, actually it was yesterday, talking about Rich Media, and they were looking to roll out Office 365 video, but they had needs around live, and there was concerns. I'm gonna turn my car off here. There was concerns with them around, you know, how do we manage it? Is it gonna get out of control? There's a lot of pent-up demand. What do we do? So we went through all the technical pieces, and I'll leave that to another. But today, what I want to talk about, like I said, is three things that you should consider as you're looking at rolling it out. First off, you want to walk before you run. Secondly, as you're looking at rolling it out, you want to empower your users with the proper tools. And then thirdly, you want to recognize and incentivize employees as well. And then after all that, iterate, rinse, and repeat. So let's start with walk before you run. So one of the concerns that they brought up was the fact that, you know, they had a lot of pent-up demand. They knew people wanted to do video, and they were afraid, though, that it would get out of control. What were the governance models? What were all the control models? And they were very experienced with managing team sites, you know, giving people specific access to those sites that really narrowed down what they could do. And they were very much used to that kind of a model. But when looking at Office 365 video, one of the, you know, the go-to-market components of it is that it's easy to do. It should be simple to implement, but they feared that in its simplicity, although it's powerful, that people would just run rampant. And so what we talked about is, you know, really ratcheting down in the beginning who could do what in the organization. So again, one of their fears was, you know, if they had a lot of people just uploading everything, there might be issues around compliance first, and secondly, a lot of concern around them consuming up their tenant storage allocation and then having to pay additional fees. So what were the steps we looked at? Well, what we talked about was really four major groupings of user population that might take advantage of video in Office 365. And those groupings fell along these lines, and then we narrowed it down to the first rollout. So the first of which was around communications, you know, corporate communications internally that could include executive talks, etc., that could be things that would be featured on the homepage. We talked about also training capacity and working with that. We also talked about communities and finally support and operations. So in the first instance, that seemed like really a no-brainer, corporate communications. You know, everybody's got a homepage, intranet portal. They were no exception. And they wanted to leverage video on that for corporate communications, just like they do today common news stories, but kick it up a notch, right? Spice it up. And so video is a great way to do that. And the beauty of it is, as they create a channel within that, they can just give specific users editor rights within that, folks within the corporate communication space who can create content to be displayed on the homepage and perhaps a few other areas of the intranet. That means it's really a managed process, and they already had an approval process for content creation that they wanted to follow. And it fit nice and, you know, within that. They weren't going to change that. What would change is the final disposition of that media content, posting it up to a specific channel within Office 365 video, and then using the embed code to place it where they wanted to bring it to people's attention. So corporate communications, no-brainer in a very managed scenario with high impact. The second of which they thought would be high impact, and that I've seen many organizations, in fact, go with right off the bat. Nope, not the communities. Nope, not training. Although it's kind of like that, and that's around support and operations. Think about this, you're rolling out new systems to your users. They're starting to roll out new things in Office 365, but there's other applications for divisions, etc. And there's lots of things that come in to support calls. And one of the issues with support is having to document processes, how-to documents, tips and tricks, and those kind of things for their user population, because there's a high threshold to entry. You have to type it all up, grab the screenshots, edit it all, and then put all that together in a document that you post up. That's time consuming even for a very simple process, and it can take an hour to hours for any single piece of content. At the same time, those are processes and tips and tricks and how-tos that they could walk somebody through just by showing and talking through it in a matter of minutes. So we look at multimedia as a means of getting there, and that's where we talk about really empowering those users with the tools of the trade, specifically in this case two tools that Microsoft has as part of that extended Office suite: Mix and Snip. Mix is an add-on to PowerPoint 2013 and above, and with Mix, what it allows you to do is to go in and do, in this case, something very simple. Just add a single blank slide. With that blank slide, you can go ahead and do a screencast or a screen capture. And as quickly as you walk and talk through things, it'll create a video of that. You drop it in, then you output it to video for Office 365. Bam, and you're done, right? You can do the same with Snip. Snip allows you to grab a single screen or create a whiteboard, and instead of just marking it up like you might do in some other tools that do screen captures, you can actually then record as you annotate and talk through, and you'll get the whole multimedia experience that again can be used within your Office 365 video instance. So you empower those users in support and operations. And by the way, same tools can work for communications, because we can do presentations within Mix and then put those out there. So that those two definitely made sense. Again, managed a set number of editors within a given channel or channels that you are producing content with high impact to the organization. And as you're doing it, you're then meeting regularly your governance, your people who oversee this instance, and you can iterate, you learn, you have feedback, you're learning from experiences, what's working, what's not, what should we do, and getting your feet wet, dipping your toe in the water. It's walking before you run. Now, two other areas that may come into play: training. So training, in their instance, they have in-house an LMS or learning management system. Many organizations do. The beauty of using those tools that you're teaching others for you to use, though, like Mix, is in Mix's case, it has output to SCORM, which is the standard for importing of content into learning management systems. So with a out, you know, you could go do the same kind of things, how to do things, but where it's, or giving a presentation, but where you need to absolutely monitor that people have taken the course, right? Watch the video, you could export to SCORM. It creates the video with the SCORM wrapper, import it in your LMS, and track them. In the case of Office 365 video, though, where that most plays into bearing with the organization, is really around your SMEs, your subject matter experts throughout the organization. If you have identified ones in certain areas, think of them as your video champions. Think of them as the folks who are really going to push it out. So with a SMEs, you can identify key SMEs in the org and have them capture the things that they do. Again, using Mix, using Snip, maybe using just a webcam or something like we're doing here with my GoPro in my Hummer, right? The same type things, capture their learnings. But again, it's a small set of content creators. It's manageable. And that would be along those informal learnings that don't necessarily need to be tracked. Because when you need to track it, you put an overhead on people that, you know, they tend to shy away from unless it's mandated. So when you free it, it's going to show up. You put it in, put those trainings, just like you're putting the how-tos, tips and tricks, corporate communications. If all that's being stored in your video for Office 365, it's also surfacing up in Delve, based upon people and what they're doing, etc. So you have another cross channel of getting to them. Finally, Community. Now, community is that great area that's just going to explode. So when you, as you start to approach communities, and I would say that's where you're going to see the most value, real value across the organization. Because once you establish community, again, you're going to want to do it. Maybe you set up a SharePoint form for requests for a channel. Don't just let people self-create. Microsoft, everybody can create a channel. Well, we have channel sprawl. You want to do it in a measured approach. Create a form, have them submit their business case. Make it simple and don't put a lot of overhead, but have them talk to somebody then. It spawns a conversation. Talk about what they need. Create the channel. Have set. Don't just give them necessarily channel administrative rights, but give them editor rights, those people who need to, and again, let them start creating content. So you narrow down who can do it, but get broader impact. And as you learn, then you'll discover whether you're going to let people manage their own channels, or you're going to let people create their own channels. That'll then become a business decision you can make down the road. But the point is, you'll be able to roll it out walking before you run with extremely high impact. So walk before you run. Next, as you're walking before you run, you really need to empower them with tools that make it easy. So there's lots of great tools out there. Partners Microsoft has like Camtasia, Adobe Premiere Pro, Vegas Video. There's all kinds of great content creation tools that are out there, including Mix and Snip, which won't cost you anything. Empower them. But it's important to note, you know, a lot of these very powerful tools come with a price. And those are typically going to be used by your small groups within corporate communications and those who have extensive needs around advanced editing and others. But for your common users, your folks who are doing things, they need to have a simple way to create very professional, compelling looking content. Empower them with Mix and Snip. Create trainings on how to use it. Cite examples where people are using it and show them how they did it. That's a great way to get people excited, leveraging the tools, and be able to create compelling content. Finally, incentivize them. You know, third leg of our stool here. You want to incentivize. So to start off with, two ways that, you know, you really can give them incentive. Number one, people love stuff, right? So as people create content, you know, all of that is data mineable. So if you desire, you can go ahead and start to get outputs of data as to who's creating what content, how many people are watching, those kind of things around that. And you can then quantify and come up with a scheme maybe where you put together old marketing stuff, packages or whatever, and you give them the, you know, they get a certain amount of points, they get the bronze package, the silver or the gold. Maybe you give them Starbucks gift cards, you know, you've done X amount of videos this month, you know, get a, you know, whatever. But come up with something at least initially to get people on board. Also, you want to then recognize them as people get incentives. You should call that out. That should be on the front page of your homepage. Where there's compelling content that's helped people, where there's, you know, hey, this helped me and this is why. Capture that. Put it out on your homepage. Really, you want to recognize and celebrate those contributors in your organization who are doing that, because remember, we live in this generation of social and stuff, and where those people are doing that, as they're recognized, it then catches fire under others, and it becomes that domino effect. It lights the fire under others and gets them rolling. So, what do you need to do as you're looking at Office 365? Don't just go, whoa, we don't know what to do, and hold the brakes. Start slow and get started. You should be using it today. If you're not, you're wrong. Get on board. So walk before you run. Empower them with tools. Remember, Mix, go to mix.office.com, mix.office.com, add on to PowerPoint 2013 and 2016. Also, Snip, you can get Snip at mix.office.com/snip. Get those two tools and get them rolling. Empower your people with the tools they need. And finally, incentivize. Give people rewards. Recognize, give them recognition. That's a reward unto itself. Help them to be exposed. Learn, get them exposure throughout the organization. And your people will thrive it'll take off, and then you can slowly, as you walk, work up to a jog, and then finally a run, and you'll be off and running to the races and empowering your organization as never before. With that, this is Michael on the go, bidding you have a great day. Take care, and as always, ciao.